Hey, Corey here. We've had an influx of new listeners, and so I just want to make sure that if you are new to the podcast, you don't just jump in and start listening to these daily episodes, which we've been doing. Please go back and listen to the first at least 8 episodes so you have an idea of what Collapse is, what it is that Corey is talking about. Also, if you've been with us for a while and you're enjoying the content, please join us on Patreon. We would love to see you there. There's a link, as always, in the description. A couple of years ago, episode 114 of this podcast, I interviewed, and I should say me and Kellen, interviewed Sean Chamberlain. Today's episode is a continuation of that conversation, to revisit with Sean what he's up to, and also to announce that Sean has been gracious enough to add a forum on his website for listeners of this podcast. If you are looking for a place to get to know each other, to have discussions about the episodes, or about other happenings, you can join there and also join in on the conversations that Sean is having with those involved in his projects. I will link to the episode of our previous conversation as well as to that forum here in the description. For now, enjoy the conversation between Sean and I. Hey, Sean, thanks for joining me again.
My pleasure, Corey. It's good to see you, man.
Yeah, this is not the first time we've met up, and every time it's a pleasure.
Likewise. And I've been hearing from some of the members of my Surviving the Future community that, they've been getting more and more into your work as well. So it's good to walk alongside you.
Yes. And your stuff's been mentioned recently in episodes that we've done on the Patreon side of things with Greg and Kelly, who are both members of your Surviving the Future. And I think your Deeper Dive as well. Is that right?
That's right. Yep.
Okay. Well, the purpose of this episode is to let my audience know a bit about the resources you've created, how it's impacting people, how they can get involved if they would like, as well as we'll just be announcing a little bit of a cross collaboration to create a space where my listeners can come and join your listeners and discuss the podcast and other relevant topics.
Totally, which I'm pretty excited about, I'll say.
Yeah, it's going to be great. So let's start with... why don't you pick, I don't know if you want to start with a Deeper Dive or Dark Optimism or your calls that you hold, but let's hear a little bit about what resources you've got.
Sure. I guess chronologically it started with darkoptimism.org, which sort of started out as just my blog and resources for people, and then has kind of grown from there. And so out of that has now grown survivingthefuture.org, which is a kind of community and place where courses are offered, like both of those things. It's named after the book Surviving the Future, Culture, Carnival and Capital in the Aftermath of the Market Economy, which I produced for my late mentor David Fleming's work, and some of your listeners will be familiar with. And kind of out of that work has grown this community that want to explore what it means to live with collapse awareness, really, what it means to prepare for collapse, for the places where that isn't already a reality, but really most importantly, like what the sequels might look like to what is collapsing. What does it look like to kind of build now and prefigure those kind of futures and kind of build out alternative infrastructures, like create spaces where people can live in ways that make sense in the future. So that's the kind of theme. Like I'll mention as an aside that I myself live at a community called the Happy Pig in Ireland, and there we're kind of exploring living on the fringes of the market economy, really. Like it's a sort of inn where people can come and stay for free, and there's a lot I could say about that, but and maybe I will if you ask me, but really I think the focus for now is survivingthefuture.org. And that's more of an online space. So we talk about some of the things we're doing in the physical world. But it's become a global network. It was established in 2020, and over the last 6 years, it's become this kind of global network of people exploring these things. And two of the main pathways through which those explorations happen are our kind of programs or courses. And there's one that's kind of self-paced, that people can take any time of the year and just work through at their own speed. And that's called The Path Through Tumultuous Times. And the other, which you mentioned before, is the Deeper Dive, which is a 10-week in person, well, online, but live facilitated, program of exploration. And the next, that's an annual thing. And the next one will be starting at the start of January 2026. And there's a lot I could say about that. It's an intensive program, but probably the thing that draws most people in is the guests that we have. So each week, well, 8 of the weeks, because we have 2 kind of rest weeks as well. We have a guest join us each for each of those that prompts a lot of discussion. And for the forthcoming one, we've got guests like Nate Hagans and Rachel Donald and, oh, gone blank now, Tadzia Muller from Germany, where they recently organized a thing called Collapse Camp in person, which she'll be talking about. Isabelle Frameau from the ZAD in France, which is an amazing community that's kind of both in the resistance and trying to create alternative futures. And so, yeah, we have these guests who come and in some ways act as like avatars for the different impulses each of us have. Also my community mate, Mark Boyle, who lived without money for 3 years and is now living without electricity on the basis that nobody's told him how you make a solar panel without building an industrial society. And nobody's told him how you build an industrial society without trashing the place. So,
right.
So these are all kind of very different people walking very different paths. But I think for a lot of us in the SDF community, there's that kind of pathway of feeling quite despairing at times and feeling like, well, what does it even make sense to do in this context? And all the guests I invite are kind of in very different ways, walking paths that seem to me meaningful. And so as each of us on these programs explores, well, what do I want to do with my life? As I say, they sort of become avatars to the different parts of us. So, you know, maybe there's part of you that wants to, be in resistance to the dominant system and be a eco-saboteur. And maybe there's part of us that wants to kind of be a writer and educator around this stuff. And maybe there's part of us that wants to create community and build and explore that. And so, yeah, to have guests who can come and talk about the actual experiences of living those parts, usually for many, many years, that then becomes the kind of basis for us to have a wider exploration in the group over time. And then week by week, I curate new materials based on where our conversations are going. So, you know, if there are particular interests that this year's group will have, then for, you know, week 2, week 3, I'll be pulling together different materials that speak to that. And so for me personally, the deeper dive is really exciting because it's really new each year. Like we cap it at 50 people because we found in the first year 300 people signed up and it was quite overwhelming.
Yeah.
And so we found that limiting the numbers really allows for that sense of community in the group. But because we have a new group each year, we obviously have new world events each year. We have new guests each year. And because the group often request, you know, it would be great to have X and Y. We then go out and facilitate that. It's really a space for exploring the fact that there are no neat answers to how to live through these times, but it's really good to explore the absence of those answers with others who are also grappling with them.
That's amazing.
Really the essence.
Is the deeper dive already full for this January?
It is not. No. I think, yeah, we only opened enrollments like a month ago. There's still 30 or 40 places at the time of recording on the 16th of October. If people are curious, check out survivingthefuture.org. And as I mentioned, those two programs are like the kind of the main ways in for most people. People usually take a path through tumultuous times or the deeper dive and then stick around and stay in community. But the Surviving the Future community sort of continues all year round. We've got participants now from literally every continent on Earth because we, a couple of years ago, had a scientist based on Antarctica join
nice.
Us.
So
we completed the set. And we have almost every day now, there are sort of video chat sessions hosted by alumni. So there's this sort of constant flow of events that people can join. We have a monthly gathering that I host, which usually gets around 25 to 30 people joining that. And then there's an online forum at forum.blockoptimism.org, which again, anyone can join. It's all free. And that's quite a kind of buzzy place where people are, just sharing whatever's happening for them and, you know, literally opening threads on whatever it is they want to share or talk about.
So I just assumed that everyone has listened to the interview that you and I did previously. And obviously that's probably not the case because we've got new listeners and I've got 200 episodes or whatever.
A while back, man.
That's right. It's been a bit. So I'm going to make sure to link to the interview that we had done previously. That way people can learn a little bit more about you and where you started and how you got here and learn about the Happy Pig and all those great things. That interview, I actually just listened to it again last night before our call today. And it's an hour long and it's just beautiful. It's perfect. You are incredible. And so, I just want to let everyone know, if you haven't listened to that, it's linked here in the episode description. So go listen to that conversation between Sean, Kellen, and I. And then, so the deeper dive, incredible. If you were to ask Greg or Kelly, members of our Patreon group, they just love it. They have given rave reviews of it. And what I really love about this is that, and I say this all the time, like my podcast is very particular in the way that I'm a logical person. I'm very like left-brained. I'm not good at the creative side. I'm not good at the community side, at least not up to this point. The spiritual side, all those different, the question of what do we do now has not been my strong point. And so it's so great to talk to other creators who are in that space and who are really exploring, okay, now that we understand and know about collapse and we can see that it's clearly taking place, what's next? How do I find personal fulfillment? How do I find my place in all this? What actions do I need to take? And that is where it sounds like much of your resources come in, is to be able to explore that. And like you mentioned, there's different routes that people can take, but you've created a space where people can explore that with each other and kind of determine what that looks like for them. So the forum was one of the main ones that you mentioned. There's the year-round kind of course that you can take at your own pace. Mm-hmm. There are video calls that you hold. And then you've also got the deeper dive, which is a more intensive course that starts here in January. So I highly recommend to any of my listeners that you take advantage of some or all of these different resources. They will all be linked below so that you can find more information in the description. But let's talk just briefly about, I'm going to be basically joining your forum. We're going to create a little bit of a section where listeners to the podcast can go and discuss episodes, if they want to talk about specific episodes or if they just want to talk about things in general. You've talked about how you've got a map there where people can volunteer if they would like to put where they live on the map so you can see where everybody's at. That way, if you're ever traveling to a part of the world or, you know, whatever country you're in and you want to collaborate with someone or get to meet someone, you can do that. I want to be able to create a space like that. I currently have a Discord for our listeners. Not everyone uses Discord just because it's a little bit of a, for some people who haven't used it a lot, it's a complicated tool. I find myself in that camp. I'm a few years too old to have hit like the Discord phenomenon as it began. Anyway, this is, I think, a great, simple way for people to get in there, communicate, not just about the Breaking Down Collapse podcast, but to get involved with your audience as well.
Yeah, and I suspect, you know, the Venn diagram of our audiences overlaps more than either of us know. I know a lot of people have found STF through Breaking Down Collapse and probably vice versa. And so seems like a natural fit. And one thing, as you say, that really the focus of my work these days is, you know, what does our agency look like with regard to collapse? You know, I think it's really important to do the work of understanding what's happening and feeling the pain of that. But yeah, I'm really interested in what the narrow path looks like between, on the one hand, denial, and I'm sure we all know plenty of people there, but on the other hand, despair. Like, you know, it's really easy to fall into one or the other of those, but I think there's a narrow path between the two that is, yeah, what my work is all about finding. And one thing we always find when people are moving through the Surviving the Future programs is people are like, oh, this is so great. Like, I feel like I've got a community around this. Finally, I've got people I can talk to. I just wish I had this in person. You know, I just wish there were people near me that I could have this kind of connection with. And so originally, as a sort of metaphor, we came up with this principle of planting a flag. And we were like, well, look, there's probably people within 10 miles of you or 10 kilometers of you who feel exactly the same way, but you don't know each other are there. And so can you, depending on your cultural context, your local context, plant a flag in some sense? Can you, you know, hold a film screening around Collapse and advertise it, and then the people will find each other? Or, you know, make a public work of art, or put a card in a local diner or shop, or, you know, whatever it is, but like find some way of sharing to those others, like, I'm here and I'd love to talk to you. And then as our community grew, we were like, well, we can literally make an online map and we can literally put a flag on it.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, you know, like, you can just turn up and say, oh my God, you know, there's actually someone really near me on this map already. And, you know, you've seen the map, Corey, there's a lot of flags on it these days, across the world. And so that's really the motivation for us all in doing this, is to allow us to find the others, and to find that path to our kind of, yeah, our personal agency in it all. And it, yeah, it just seems like such a natural thing for us to, you know, cross-pollinate and, bring these audiences together. And it just doesn't make sense for us all to be exploring this stuff in our separate ways without talking to each other.
For sure.
Let's see if it catches on, eh?
Cool. Yeah, I love it. I appreciate you reaching out to me about this, and I think that it will be a great resource for listeners. So I will make sure to provide details, and then as you know, we'll keep up updating this and talking about it in the future, to make sure that everyone knows where to find it. Hopefully everyone listening to this can get some sort of gain some sort of advantage, right? And can learn something new from Sean and his group, because I know that it's been an incredible experience for everybody there.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Corey. Yeah, and hopefully see you and others in the forum soon.
Okay, awesome. Thanks, Sean. Hey, Corey here. If you are listening to the back catalog of Breaking Down Collapse, thank you. Those episodes are so vital. They're so important. But I also wanted to let you know that I am now doing daily episodes. Yes, that's right. Here on the podcast, daily episodes. So if you are enjoying the back catalog, great. Please also feel free to zoom forward to the most recent episodes. Catch us daily. They are quick little episodes, and I think you'll enjoy them. Thanks.